How do you feel, Salah? The first is change the way you talk about Salah in your own head. Instead of saying, I have to go pray, or I haven't prayed yet, or think about it like, I have to go talk to my best friend. My best friend wants to hear my voice. I can't wait to have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to see your best friend and you're super excited to tell them news, or you're really feeling down and you just need a place to relax with someone who understands, or you are devastated and you need a refuge, your heart, your physical body, your mind is all going to be thinking about a place of rest, a place of comfort, a place of excitement, of joy, of fun. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your best friend, and Salah as a place that you are meeting to talk to your best friend. Except this is so much more. You are going to have a conversation with the Lord of all the worlds, the one who knows your past, your present, your future, your hereafter, the one who has listened to people praying, whispering to him forever. And yet Allah knows you. Allah knows your name. Allah knows what you need. How could we even think that Allah doesn't love to hear us? A lot of people have negative associations with Salah because of the way they were introduced to it, or just not really like exciting associations with prayer. Prayer doesn't need to be a jumping for joy experience every time. Important thing is that we just do the action. If you change the way that you smell Salah, for example, have a scent that you put on your prayer mat, or bake cookies and don't think about the cookies while you're praying, but like the scent of cookies being associated with Salah is one that's going to have your unconscious mind excited about it and seeing it as a place of comfort. Wear something that you love to wear just for a very, very, very special moment, and that is Salah. If you love to feel the breeze, pray outdoors, pray in nature. Rewire your brain to have interactive experiences, kinesthetically touch every one of your senses with Salah. The second thing is, for those who don't understand what is being said in prayer or what you're saying in prayer, just memorize the translation of those particular words and phrases. Before I learned Arabic, I memorized the translation of 3 surahs, and I would only say those surahs because I knew the meaning and I would really try to focus on that meaning. Every time you say Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah responds to you. Allah is responding to you every time you recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Finally, some of the scholars suggested that before you pray, imagine that Jannah, paradise, is on your right, hellfire is on your left, and the angel of death is behind you. If this is your very last moment in on earth in prayer, what an honor. You're not going to be thinking about the keys that you've lost, or the thing that you're freaking out about, or what you're going to do tomorrow. You're going to be thinking about this moment. And what greater moment, or what greater honor of a moment, than to spend it with the one who loves you more than you could even love yourself.